For those of you who are just tuning in, here are a few highlights of what we talked about on the program. It's time for today's Morning Sedition Cliff Notes. A new report shows that foreign countries no longer see the U.S. as a beacon of hope, but rather a dangerous force. The Advisory Committee on Cultural Diplomacy found that large majorities in Egypt, Morocco, and Saudi Arabia, quote, view George W. Bush as a greater threat to the world order than Osama bin Laden, unquote. Oh. Folks, he's done it. He's finally beaten bin Laden. 80 years after the Scopes trial, the debate over teaching evolution in schools makes its way into a Pennsylvania courtroom. President Bush has said that students should be presented with both concepts when teaching about the origins of life. Bush said he believes in creationism and only doubted it once. The time he doubted it was after seeing Planet of the Apes for the first time. Until a friend told him the characters were actors, not actually talking monkeys. Complaints about the New York Police Department are on the rise. The four categories of allegations are abuse of authority, misuse of force, discourtesy, and offensive language. Catchy, but too long to fit on the side of a police car. Today's phrase just dropping into conversation. So they finally got Cindy Sheehan for something. Loitering. Wake up, sheeple. Next, they'll be coming after Howard Dean for driving with the fog lights on. Those are your Morning Sedition Cliff Notes.